was a Southern Tides podcast episode.
It was. Should we? Yeah, we like to. I like to just like randomly press the button. There's a. The record button. Like, obviously, there are a lot of buttons.
Stop!
But there's a. There's a podcast I used to listen to. What was it called? The Nerdist podcast. Super funny. They have like. Almost 1,000. And so now it's the ID10 team podcast. Which is. If you look at it, it's an idiot podcast.
ID.
But
I'm pretty sure it's on a sticker somewhere.
But he the guy who runs it. Do you remember Singled Out on MTV? Do you remember Singled Out on MTV?
No.
With Jenny McCarthy.
Everyone remembers Jenny McCarthy, or at least every boy does.
I've heard the name. I still don't know what the heck.
Well, he was the host. He was the host, Chris. Anyway, but he does a podcast with like famous people and celebrities and stuff, and they'll come in and chat with him. And the girl who runs the system for him, he'll have her like press the record button and like not tell them, and they'll just have like a normal conversation. And so the people being interviewed were like, well, "Did we start already?" Like, is this recording? Like, is this going on? And his whole thing about it was, it's so that people are just comfortable. Mm-hmm. Because you tell them, all right, we're recording now. And then they get all like, well, like I was saying, you know?
Do you want me to turn that fan off?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Go ahead. Because she can still hear it. And fans are not good.
No. It distorts the airwaves.
But now you told us, and now every time you reach over to your laptop, I'm going to be like, what's he doing? What's he doing?
I'm fixing it. I'm making sure it's going.
I can see the screen.
I know you can. You like to do that. He does that.
I watch.
Even when we play Dungeons & Dragons, mm-hmm. he likes to sit next to me so he can look at my
doing?
Stuff.
I don't look back there, but I just tell him, like, I can see what you're doing. He's like,
yeah, I know.
Like, okay.
You're not short. And the screen is not that tall.
That tall?
Yeah, exactly.
So I usually lean back. It's like, what the look in the is. Did he really roll? I was like, yeah.
He did, yeah. But I really want to get... I'm glad he got the dice tower. I really want one for Bebet, though.
I want to make one out of wood.
That would be awesome.
Even louder.
Even louder.
It would look like it could be made out of wood pretty easily.
They're not hard. People
have a jigsaw.
People make them out of Pringles cans.
Oh, low tech.
Look, yeah.
I will eat the Pringles. I will sacrifice myself for y'all.
Definitely.
Pizza flavored Pringles. Those are my favorite.
Those are good.
And ranch. The ranch flavored ones, too.
I'm not a fan of the pizza ones.
I like them.
Anyway, we can pretty much talk about whatever. There are no real topics that are like that wouldn't in normal conversation be offhand. One of the first interviews we did, we talked about butt wipes and their uses, their many uses, and who uses them.
Was that with Joey and Sarah?
That was with Lee and Winter.
Oh, Lee and Winter in Utah.
No, we weren't in Utah the first time. Mm-hmm. Lee uses butt wipes. Okay, why? Do you?
Sometimes.
There you go. They're fantastic. Like, when you can't have a bidet...
Can you say? I had a coworker that had a comment on why he uses toilet paper and then butt wipes.
I do that.
It's butt wipes and then toilet paper.
Yes.
Oh.
No, yeah. I do it the other way. Why do you do that way?
Toilet paper's a dry off after.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would think.
Really?
You don't want to walk around
with a
moist.
Okay, if you get Hershey syrup on your face, do you wipe it with a dry napkin first and then the wipe, or do you get something wet and wipe it off and then dry it off? That's what he said. Exactly.
I've never thought about it that way. No.
Right. You're using them wrong.
Mind blown. Look at like the little emoji.
Now start thinking it.
Using little emoji.
Well, no.
Start thinking.
No, my thing is, I use the toilet paper until like nothing really comes up, and then you use the butt wipe to get all the rest of it. Because there's still stuff after the toilet paper is done. Like, you're not clean. No. You're not clean. I defy you to wipe with toilet paper until you think you're done, and then use a butt wipe. And you'll see you're not clean. But then I don't go back with the toilet paper. I don't feel wet. It's not that moist.
I mean, unless you like feeling damp. Refreshing. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, your underwear is about to, like, suck up all of that moisture anyway.
Yeah, but at least so for a couple of seconds, you know it's there. It's
like, yeah.
I've never felt that way before. Plus, who doesn't walk around with the moist butt? Like, you sweat.
Yeah, but does it mean it's comfortable? As soon as you cannot have a moist butt, you go for the not moist butt. I mean, you know? It's like, it happens. We work 24 hours. You go home, though, you take it off.
I keep a pair of underwear and socks in my bag.
You do?
When it gets really hot outside, I'll change.
Yeah.
Just to feel better.
I can see that. You want to get started?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Welcome to...
So this is Love.
This is Leslie.
And my name's Aaron.
Oh yeah, my name is Leslie, not this is.
Well, you know...
It's been a while. Welcome to our podcast.
Yay, we're back.
Well, for a few episodes anyway.
You know, as long as this pandemic lasts...
We're going to podcast.
It's good for something. Shelter and hope. She just loves you.
We weren't doing this earlier.
You can, if
it's got to be this seat.
If you open the legs, she'll sit on your legs. If you pull out the thing.
No, if you pull the lever on the side.
She's trying to.
Okay, pick it up. Yeah, she's like, this is how this works, guys.
Come on.
Yeah.
I want one of you.
You have one.
It's not the same thing.
But look, she even put her head on the pillow.
She's so much lighter.
She is like a human. Like it delighted me to no end when she would get on the bed. It's just like she would put her head on the pillow next to me. She's looking like, I love you. Let's go to sleep now. And she cuddles. I've never had a dog that cuddled before.
I want a dog to cuddle. You never had a dog that was inside with you. You always threw it outside.
So. Yeah, it's my family's fault. Anyway, if you guys couldn't tell, we are joined tonight with some friends.
Yes.
Yes, introduce yourself, friends.
My name's Arthur.
I'm Lupita.
And you're grateful to believe it? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you have to be. They'll let you in if you're not.
Yeah, no, it's a private
There's
party.
A sign on the door.
And currently, Layla... 75-pound Layla is sitting on top of Arthur.
She's lost weight.
She's still about 75
Are you sure?
pounds.
She's lost weight. Yeah, we got her this new food. So, like, the whole world decided to adopt an animal for the shelter in place.
I saw that.
And, well, dogs need food, obviously. Mm-hmm. So we like there's this big green bag that we used to buy for Layla. From Sam's. Huge, like, 30-pound bag. And that would last her, like, a good month
or two. 3 months.
Yeah, a long time.
55-pound bag.
Oh, there you go.
55-pound bag of dog food from Sam's.
Mm-hmm. It lasted forever.
3 months.
But so then, we go, and I think, oh, all the human food is gone, surely, but there will be some dog food. No.
No dog food. All gone.
All gone. Except for this. Yeah. Except for this other one that we
it's
have.
It's a Member's Mark brand, yeah.
It's a 30-pound bag, this one is. Yeah. Not 15-pound bags.
And it was $10 more expensive.
More expensive, yeah. But we had just fed her literal chicken and rice the day before.
Yeah, for 2 days.
Because we didn't have any food. And so this is like a chicken and rice bag.
Chicken and rice.
And so I was like, well, you know, it shouldn't mess her up that much because that's literally what she's been eating.
She's done good on it.
Yeah, she's actually lost weight on it.
She lost weight,
yeah,
the girl.
I'm guessing the other one was had more like
filler.
Puppy filler, doggy yeah. filler than this one.
She was retaining.
Yeah, and so I mean, because we are terrible dog parents. We don't walk her. We don't run her. She doesn't go to parks. I know, baby. She still loves that.
Yeah, she does.
She loves me.
You want to go to doggy park?
You can't take her to the doggy park right now. Like, I drove by it the other day, and I was like, I'm used to seeing, like, you know,
a couple,
100 people out there.
No? There's still people.
No, I haven't seen anybody.
Yes. Oh. It was more full than before the quarantine.
Wait. Social distancing, there can't be that many people out there. Yeah.
I saw somebody, I'm on Reddit. And if you don't know what Reddit is, like, it's terrible and hilarious all at the same time. But there are memes floating around of, like, apparently in some places with the quarantine, only people with animals are allowed to go to the park. And so everybody's like, I got a dog. And their friend is on the floor with, like, all fours, and they got a leash on, and it's like, okay, no.
Someone who identifies as a canine? No. Wait, let's not even go there tonight.
No, that's a different topic for another day.
For not another day, we'll never talk about that.
You guys have listened to the podcast a couple times, and we like to do this thing. Who did we start with? Who was the first one on? Do you remember?
Cherie
was the first one. Mm-hmm. And so we started the podcast so that Leslie and I would have something to do together as a couple. And we did her whole journals. And then after those were done, we just went on with life, right? But early on, we thought, you know, it's called So This Is Love. Like, why not have other people's love stories on here? Like not just ours. So we started with Cherie, and she told us, like, the whole story of her and Donald and how they met. And if you want more details, you can listen to the two-part podcast. And they're titled now because Leslie was like, these things should be titled. And I was like, what?
It helps people find out, like, which one they want to listen to. Maybe they want to listen to them all. Maybe they only want to listen to one. Like, maybe that one that had a title would make them listen to five more.
So we started doing that. And then we had a couple other people on, and we like, you know, sitting down with them and asking them questions.
And before this whole, like, COVID-19 thing started, we had already planned that our vacation was going to be a So This Is Love tour.
Yeah.
So we have friends in different parts of Texas. Like, we were like, this is going to be our vacation. Like, we're going to go see our friends, and we're going to, in Houston, Austin, and, like,
San Antonio,
and get their love stories.
Oh,
you know?
That would be awesome.
So that was our plan.
Stupid quarantine.
Yeah. So, and in case you're worried, we are social distancing right now. Like, our friends are 6 feet away from us.
Ish.
Ish.
I mean, dogs, right. Yeah, dogs don't get COVID, so Layla's fine on his, on his lap there.
A little bit here, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
Get comfortable.
Down. Yeah. Put your head down.
Lie down. Lie down.
She's like, no.
You don't have to get down. Just lie down.
She's making noise at you.
She's like, no. Lie down.
Lie down.
Oh, she's like, no.
Good girl.
There you go.
Good girl.
Come on, try.
I need to stop moving.
Kind of. Okay. All right.
So that's basically what we're going to do. Arthur was asking, like, for topics of conversation, I guess. Is that what you wanted? Or?
Yeah. Questions.
Just to be like mentally prepped. You know,
no. And I told him it's way better. And by way better, I mean a lot more fun for me if y'all are unprepared.
Not that we don't trust you.
No.
But I mean, obviously we just wanted to be mentally prepared.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, you're married. You're prepared to answer the questions. Like, yay.
True. Yeah, one of the things that we went to this blogger food conference.
Mm-hmm.
She blogs the food blogger conference. And they had a breakout session for podcasting. And so that's kind of like what started the whole ball rolling. But one of the things that they talked about, because it was a lot about like blogging for food and different things. And they said, you want to talk about something that you feel you're an expert at. Something that you have, you know, a good foundation of knowledge. And so we walked away with like, what the heck are we experts at? Like, I don't know. But then we got thinking about the The journal that Leslie kept while we were dating.
No, you got thinking.
I got thinking. Leslie was part of it in that she was next to me and in my mind what had happened. But I was like, what, you know, like we're experts in our relationship. Like, who knows our relationship better than us?
Mm-hmm.
And so when we have other people on, we're like, who knows y'all's relationship better than you? You know, you were there at the beginning. You were there when you got married and you're there now, I assume.
You know? We were there for most of it. Anyway. We made it to this point, I'm pretty sure.
We weren't always aware.
Yeah.
We weren't always
But so we like to... do you want to talk a little bit about something else, or do you want to just...
No, it's cool.
Because we touched on the pandemic a little bit.
Yeah, we'll do that next episode.
Okay.
We got plenty of time.
Okay. So this is Arthur and Lupita. You guys heard from them a bit already. Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about yourselves, like, individually before you got together?
Yeah.
So, who is your daddy? What does he do? I'm just kidding. Like,
who, what, where about you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Before I met him, I started, I guess, EMS pretty early. So, early 20s, I went... the paramedic school, I had 3 jobs, and that was the cool thing back there.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a lot of a life or a lot of hobbies.
A lot of personal time.
Not a lot of personality for it. I had 3 jobs. It was cool.
You worked. Yeah.
I worked.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't get out much. And that's why you didn't watch any movies. She was too busy.
No, I watched movies from my generation, from, you know.
How old are you?
28 now.
Okay.
Not from his mother's generation.
That's wow.
It's kind of a gap.
Wow.
I'm sure you were more interesting than I was.
Not really, no. I didn't finish school, paramedic school like she did. I got hired early on. People were, ooh, wow, he got hired in Brownsville. And then once you get there, you're kind of, oh, okay. This is Brownsville. Just the one job.
Well, you're from Brownsville.
Right.
Yeah. Lupita's super Mexican, for those of you guys who can't see.
Yes.
And Arthur's super white.
We contrast well.
Full name, Guadalupe Cruz.
Yeah.
Arthur. I like Arthur Davenport. Yeah,
she still forgets my name.
When's my birthday? January 28th.
Nope.
21st?
There you go.
Okay. Wait. How long have y'all been married?
Five months.
5 months. Okay.
See?
How long have we been together, Peter?
I don't think that question has an actual answer.
Yeah, it kind of just...
really
eased into dating and a lot.
Funny story, though. The way life works was we went through the same paramedic program. But he was in a semester that I wasn't in. I went in the next semester. By that point, he had already gotten hired.
Wow.
So we just barely missed each other in that.
She heard about how awesome I was, but she wasn't there for it.
Oh.
That's not true.
It is true.
We were just talking about earlier when we had dinner that you went to Porter.
I did.
Right? Which is actually the second high school ever in Brownsville. My mom graduated the first year that they opened Port High School. Yeah.
Yeah, my uncle too.
I think it was 1977, which was coincidentally the year that Leslie was born and the year that Star Wars came out. So it's the best year ever.
I think that's been on every episode ever.
Not every episode, just a lot of episodes.
That's a lot of episodes.
But it's always funny to me, like, when you see, a white person, like, Arthur's super white. Blonde hair, blue eyes, like, the whole bit. Mm-hmm. And born and raised in Brownsville.
Mm-hmm.
Were you born in Brownsville?
Technically Harlingen.
Well, yeah, that's about me. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Worked out well for me.
Yes. Were you born and raised here?
Yes. Well, Los Fresnos raised.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad was, in Laureles area, Los Fresnos area, too. Yeah. Leslie, were you born here?
I was born here.
But you were initially?
Well, I started most of my raising in Portland and then moved to Brownsville.
Which Portland?
Portland, Texas.
Okay.
Not right out there by Corpus.
Because there's Oregon.
Yeah, it's too far.
That's way far away.
No. Okay, so we had some background. So how old were you guys during this time? You said you're like your 20s?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because you're still 28, your child. And how old were you?
I was 25, maybe 26.
Cool. And so then when did you guys meet?
I want to know about the very first time you met each other.
Okay, so funny thing about that is we have different versions of when we first met.
Okay, so let's hear Lupita's, and then we'll hear Arthur's.
The truth.
Sure.
So, he's still pretty sure that my first time we met...
Your version, not mine.
That's why, but like my first time that we met, he still says it's not the first time.
Oh.
But I remember working with him in Brownsville. It was one of my first shifts. I was barely getting to know people, and they had me work with him. And I was kind of maybe a little bit mean.
Maybe.
Maybe a little bit mean. So my...
Forceful.
A little bit forceful.
Consistent.
Direct.
Very.
Okay. This is my son.
I'm the medic, you're not.
You weren't.
Exactly.
So I guess the funniest thing I remember about that was that it wasn't our day to wash our ambulances, but I still pushed him to it because it was dirty, and I think that was, for me, the funniest thing.
Yeah. I wouldn't have let her do wash it by herself, but it was pretty clean already.
It was not clean, it was dirty. But,
see, when you're someone like PETA working in different departments... Like, that's their daily thing where they wash the truck. The truck could be inside for most of the day, but you wash the truck. Just wash the truck. We're going to wash the truck.
Because you have pride at work.
Hey,
so
y'all, we're
going to
wash
truck.
The trucks.
Which I no longer wash the truck every day.
Of course not.
I was young and I used to, and then now I'm still young, but I don't.
Okay, so Arthur, how does your version go?
All right, well, the truth. I'd heard that she'd just been hired, and she was working with, it was either Port Isabel or Los Fresnos. I believe it was Port Isabel. Did that weird cowboy blue.
Yep.
Port Isabel.
Tarpons.
Blue, yeah. Their shirts matched the school. In,
yes.
In the only school in the area.
Yeah.
So she was in the truck bay at Valley Regional. And you know it's the truth because it's very detailed. And I was working with another guy who has worked with her there, and he goes, oh, we just hired that like that medic over there. And then people were like, oh, cool, yeah, we got another medic. So I thought, I'm not very social. Let me attempt to be social because they don't normally welcome new people when they get hired. So we're taking the stretcher inside to do something, or we, you know. And I walk over, and I was like, hey, I heard you just got hired. Welcome to the department. Good to have you. She kind of looks over at me like, okay. Looks away. And goes to put her stretcher in the truck. Completely like, whatever person talking to me. I have three jobs.
Wow.
I mean, stranger danger, right? I didn't know him.
He was your... He just introduced himself as your coworker.
Yeah.
That's not stranger danger anymore. That is...
Welcome to the apartment. yeah.
If we're honest, I don't even remember that actually happening. I remember being there. I remember the people that were there and interacting with them.
But not the one person that walked up to said, welcome to the department.
Yeah, no.
No handshake.
Nice
just
guy.
Like a, yeah.
I didn't know he was nice. I don't know what to tell you. I don't remember interacting with him that day.
So that was the truth. We worked together how many months later? 6 months later?
Is when she asked you to wash the thing or
to wash the truck?
Wow.
I had been to our admin office and said hi to her there because there's this one person who's just there for no reason.
Yeah.
In a Brownsville t-shirt but not on shift yet. And they had you assembling office desks and like loading paper and printers. And
I don't remember.
Just completely not utilizing your...
Hey, I was filing.
Yeah.
I was filing stuff.
Filing, yeah. Not on a truck working.
Yeah, you were totally trained to do that.
So when she finally got in the field, I'm going to wash a truck. I'm like, okay, I guess it's our truck day.
This is the one thing I get to do. The one thing I was trained to do that I've done in 6 months.
No, we've actually established I was young, I don't know, maybe a little bit
high strung control issue.
There's another word for it.
Stuff like... Really?
Coffee. Controlling?
Little bit of that, yes. Prideful.
Coffee.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So just kind of walked in. I was young. I had my patch. I had three jobs. And I was like, well, you know what?
I know what's what.
I know what's what, exactly.
I mean, I can imagine that it's hard too because you're like a woman.
In some places, yeah.
You know, like you walk in and it's like mostly men and you're like, well, I'm going to establish like we're going to do this because I said so.
Yeah,
but nice partner not treating her.
Because well, also because like I was, you know, shy and stuff. So it's like in order to fit in, you kind of have to make yourself.
Hide it with meanness.
Yes, that's what I did. And, you know, it's like.
So what you're saying is basically you're like. Your deep-seated, inherited Mexican womanness came out and took over.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's
yes.
what happened.
You know, yes, we were going to be equal. I had my patch. I had my title.
Basically.
Yes, basically.
And
the white man could
raised
shut
by
it.
Mama.
Raised by. I mean.
Just, hey, okay.
Yeah. No, I see how it is.
I mean, also, like, when, you know, when we initially met, you know.
6 months later, met, when you first
told him what to do.
When I remember meeting him, I mean, you know, at that time, he wasn't available, so we were just, like, it wasn't.
Were you married?
Back then,
we were just co-workers.
We were just co-workers.
Wow.
So, I mean, there was, like, no reason to be, you know, I was like.
Yeah. The only nice of people if you might date them.
Yeah, well,
obviously.
When you walked up to her initially, the first time that she doesn't remember, she noticed you were wearing a ring, so she didn't have to be nice to you.
Essentially.
That's what happened, right?
That's exactly why I don't remember meeting
Probably why.
But I'm sure that's why.
How long ago was that now? Like 8, 10 years ago? Or?
No.
No.
Closer to maybe, what, 6?
When did you get hired?
I think like 6 years ago.
You sure?
No.
No.
It's 2020, the year of the apocalypse.
Because I've been there a little over 8 years. And you've probably been here about 5 years. Almost 6.
It was like 2012.
I think December will be 6.
So 5 to 6 years, somewhere
in there. Yeah, somewhere in there.
I got nothing.
So we've talked about it before on the podcast when Leslie and I first met. Leslie remembers me. Her first memory of me.
I was always mean to him.
Was well after the day that we first met.
Because I wasn't going to marry him.
Yeah, which is like much like what you guys said. So like Leslie doesn't remember me. I met her in 2002. But she doesn't remember me until, like, well into 2003, which is, like, 6 months later. Like, much like y'all's story. Yeah. So I came home from college, and they were having this college group. And I remember her clearly. Like, I spoke to her. I talked to her. Like, had a conversation. And then the guys broke away, and the girls went another way and had their things together. And Leslie had, like, no recollection whatsoever. And I was like, I remember you.
First time I met him was when you showed up at my house to take stuff to the beach.
Which was like a year later.
It was August.
We had already met multiple times after that. Like, whatever. I'm not bitter.
Not at all. Neither is Arthur. Neither is Arthur.
No, I know what the truth is.
Exactly. Okay. So you guys met. In your various degrees, right? In your various stories. And then what happened? Like, how did it become more than just coworkers?
Well, like I said, I had maybe a little bit of control issues back then. Maybe. And I had this thing where I felt like I could fix people.
Oh.
And he had this thing where he needed to be fixed.
Oh, because he was broken.
He was, very.
I was already living on my own in an apartment. Separated, just about to divorce, just about finalized.
Okay.
At that point, and she wanted to fix me.
Because he had, like we met, and
because he was sad.
Yeah.
He was.
But he shared his story. He had, like, a, you know, it was a sad story. And I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to fix this guy. I'm going to make his life better, and he's going to go out there, and he's going to, you know.
And then I'm going to push him out into the world, and I'm going to never look back.
And his he's wife gonna is going to thank me.
Whoever that is in the future, you know, going to fix this person and send him off. I'm like, okay, get away from me. Where's the next broken, sad puppy?
Yeah.
Pretty much. That was my original, you know, train of thought. And so we were friends, and I had started going to church. I was like, well, maybe church can help you, you know, maybe we can fix you this way.
Mm-hmm.
So I reached out, and I kind of invited him over, and just the more we spent time together, and just, you know, I was like, oh, he really needs to be fixed. But now I saw that, you know, he had a good heart, and he was a lot nicer than some guys you see out there, and he always opens my door, and, you know...
That was a fight.
What?
She would not let me open her door. Car door.
I am a modern woman. I can open my own doors.
Yeah. I would open her door. And I'd close her door for her.
You're like, chivalry isn't dead.
She would just jump out of the car before. It was anarchy. Like, hey, hold on. I can open your door for
you're
you.
Like, there are clear and distinct gender roles here of woman...
Again, let's I was taught them. To be polite.
I eventually learned it.
Yeah. No. practically beat it into her. That's awesome. Not really beat it. I don't beat my wife.
My dog is in love with the both of you.
Yeah.
You know, your dog? Her. She's our dog.
Now, she loves Arthur. Anytime he I comes know. Over for Dungeons & Dragons, like, she's at his feet. She'll flirt with all the boys, but Arthur's where she plants herself.
I think it's because he smells like firefighter.
Yeah.
Like your dad.
That must be it.
And she loves your dad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Maybe that's it.
My dad...
Is that it, Layla?
My dad used to come home when I was a kid, and you know, I would, like, hug him in the morning, and he always smelled like really good leather because of the leather that they would give for, like, the protective gloves and stuff. And I used to just, like, smell it. Anyway. Look at your... She loves you. Layla. Okay, and so what was going through your mind, Arthur, during this whole, like...
She's this mean.
Young girl trying to fix me.
She's mean, she's nice, she's mean, she's nice. We started hanging out more after I was, like, divorced, because it was... more acceptable, and she bought me shirts, like nice shirts. So I, when I was ready to meet people, I would look nice.
Yeah, Leslie did the same thing,
and
but not for well, we were already dating when I bought you nice shirts.
No,
oh no, your birthday. No, I bought you nice shirts. Yeah.
No, Leslie, and she did it for the same reason. She's like...
You need nicer shirts, and you need to learn how to iron.
she needed to fix me. She needed me to be prepared for my future wife. And she would literally say things to me like...
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, in that vein, in like...
Well, because you had a girlfriend at the time.
I did.
We were friends. He had a girlfriend, and I... Like, and the girl was my friend. So, like, I would tell him, like, you're the worst boyfriend ever.
I wouldn't want to be dating you if you're not
like you're
that.
Terrible. We went on a trip together, like, with church, because we served together. We went to California to a worship conference.
Yes.
And when we got there, like, I checked in with my friends. I'm like, hey, we got here, because I didn't have a boyfriend at the
time. I didn't even call my mom.
He didn't call anybody. I was like, hey, oh, because then his girlfriend, who's my friend, was like, oh, well, Aaron hasn't even called me. And I told him, I said... Dude, you're a terrible boyfriend. Like, you didn't even call your girlfriend to say, hey, we got here safely.
And then, like, later on, I mean, we broke up eventually, but like, later on, Leslie and I were hanging out with our friends, and she bought me a shirt, a nice shirt. I still have it for Christmas that year. And she's like, after I opened it, she's like, now you know that you can't put this in the dryer, right? I was like, what? Clothes go in the dryer to get dry, Leslie. I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, no. And so she laid out, like, how you're supposed to wash clothes and, like, take care of nice shirts, and so they don't shrink. And I was like, oh, you just buy another shirt. Like,
it was an expensive T-shirt. So, like, it was a name brand T-shirt. It fit him perfectly.
It did,
It was, like, the perfect length, perfect everything. And I said, you cannot put that in the dryer. It's going to shrink. And you'll never be able to wear it again. Because Aaron has a very long torso. So, like, you either have to buy him a shirt that's a size too big, and then he's, like, floating in it. Or you buy him a shirt that fits him, and then you can't wash it. Like, you can't dry it.
Yeah, so, but it was all the same thing. And we would, I was the designated
date. Wedding date. You were always my wedding date. Designated
wedding date. And so she'd be like, I didn't have a car, so she drove, and she's like, now, when I get there, this is what you need to do. You need to open my door, blah, 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 and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I know how this works, but she's like, no. Like,
I don't remember saying that, but okay. I remember teaching you how to open a door for a girl. Right. Isabel and I taught you.
Mm-hmm.
We took you shopping.
Yes. They took you shopping. All of it.
Mm-hmm.
Did she take you shopping?
No. She would.
She just bought you the clothes, right?
She have the shirt.
She's like, you're wearing this.
Well, I was grooming him.
What's funny is, like, they were varying. They were kind of a bluish, almost teal, but not quite. And in a certain light, they'd look almost purpley, but still blue.
Oh, yeah.
She's matching them to my eyes, essentially.
I was going to say, like, that's a great color for you. Because
but there were several shirts that were very close, but, like, maybe a few shades off of each other.
I like teal. I like blue. I might have been biased about the color of the shirts I got.
And there was, like, one gray one which stood out.
No, but like, with your complexion, with your eyes, like, all of that works. So good job.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I married him. So it worked.
She was buying me these nice things, and I think eventually she saw me wearing them, and then she realized, wait, that's my
hold
nice
on.
Thing.
Huh.
It very much kind of just snuck up on me. Because, like, I mean, of course, at first, like, after his separation, he went through a tough emotional time. And then also, like, financial time, he had a hurt. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I bought him, like, you know, you can't buy yourself a shirt. I have 3 jobs. Here's a shirt, you know.
Yeah.
I had money to spend. That would be nice.
Yeah.
And what were you buying him the shirts for? Like,
I was grooming him. I was like, someday, you know, you can meet a nice girl. Like, you know, dress
and
meet
and
people.
And you'll take her out and you wear this shirt.
Got it.
With these pants and those shoes.
She had taken me to church. I was going fairly regularly at that point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And I had nice shirts. So inevitably, I'm going to meet the nice girl at church.
Obviously.
But it turned out to be her.
Yeah.
Right.
And then she realized it.
And then I kept it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, after you put in all that hard work, you can't just let it go.
Yeah.
Just somebody
exactly.
else who didn't do anything.
Look at how much effort you put into it.
Okay, so this is a good, like, year, I guess, like, from when you got hired to the 6 months, and then now it's like maybe 2 years that you guys have known each other at this point.
Absolutely.
I have no idea. I'm terrible with the time.
Well, that's yeah.
And so in that time, like, that's when you realized that you liked it.
At some point,
she
yes,
like,
it
like
just kind of
like not
liked
just like
you.
As a friend, but
like,
she's like,
like, oh, liked you.
Like, I put this package together, and I'm liking this package.
Yeah.
Yes, but even then, like, when it hit me, I had a hard time with that because, like, you know, we have a lot of people we work with, and I always thought, like, I would never date a coworker, right?
Because
who wants to date a coworker?
Yeah.
And we work with, like, 200 people. Well, then when I was like, oh, my goodness,
so
I like this guy.
Not to date.
I was like, no. What are these people going to say? I can't date this guy. I can't like this guy. So I was like, maybe I don't want to be his friend anymore. But then I was like, but then I don't want to not be his friend, because then who's going to be his friend?
No.
There were a couple times where she tried to not talk to me so much.
Oh, yeah?
But then she would break the silence by messaging me and stuff.
Well, yeah, that doesn't seem like a tactic that would
be. And I message like, so are we talking or not? Because you said we're not going to. You're messaging me. It lasted an hour.
I had a lot of internal struggles.
Apparently. And so for you, when did you realize, Arthur, that you had feelings for Lupita?
What?
Like romantic feelings.
Wait, let's not love feelings. Let's say like feelings.
I said romantic.
Okay.
Did I say love?
No.
I think it
but
was.
I'm just making sure.
Maybe about the same time, maybe a little bit sooner, but I didn't let on to it because I figured she'd bolt, so, which almost happened.
So you're pretty sure that you knew that you liked her, that you had romantic feelings for her before she did.
Right.
I don't know, I kind of feel like that's probably false.
Interesting. Go saying it.
Yeah. Well, because you guys didn't talk about that.
No.
Right. Good. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't, guys. For those of you listening, not in a relationship, you don't talk about those things right away. Food for thought. Anyway, so good job to y'all. So when did that like come together? When did that culminate at like making the next step of going from people who don't know each other to like people who are talking all the time, and now we're like, oh.
I think when it really clicked is she was looking to apply for jobs in different departments, but like in, I think one of them was Georgetown, which was near Austin, or
wow,
going up to closer to Dallas where her sister was. And my reaction was, nah.
Why are you laughing?
No, because it was like way before I even got hired by Bronzeville, I had a job in Dallas, and I got lost on my way to the first day orientation. They're like, oh, just don't show up anymore.
Oh,
so, wow. It's funny now because
you're unhired.
Yes.
Wow.
So I was prepping to move to Dallas for a job over there. Was late to orientation. They're like, yeah, you don't have a job anymore. And then that same day, I got a call that I had my interview in Bronzeville. So I came back down, picked up my job in Bronzeville. And,
well, that's a God thing.
So were you like somebody was keeping her here?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You think?
Okay, and so then, like, it's a year or two later, and you're thinking about going back, or what?
Well, because, like I said, I was young, so what, I was maybe, like, 25-ish,
something like that? Yeah, your brain hadn't finished fully developing yet. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I wasn't sure what, you know, you grew up in Brownsville, it's like, do I really want to stay in Brownsville, or do I want to, go check out
age-old
stuff?
Question.
Yeah,
of
course.
She was working multiple places. So naturally, every medic you work with is like, yeah, get out. Go somewhere else. Go do things elsewhere. Don't get stuck down here.
Yeah,
don't
that's
get
a big
sucked
thing.
Into the
she was,
vacuum.
She was listening to them.
But yeah, so it was...
Those people aren't around anymore.
Good.
Saying.
He's the reason I didn't leave, though. We just kind of, from that friendship... I think our relationship was pretty much equivalent to tripping and then just rolling into it. Because
yeah.
There wasn't... There's no clear...
She kept falling.
So for me.
So then, like, how did your first date happen? Like, did you ask her out? Was it like a mutual thing? Like,
no, but before we do that, I want to hear about, because you told her, Arthur, like, don't go. But did you say it like that? Or were you like,
I didn't really say don't go.
Like, ah, that's not a good
I helped
idea.
Her get up there to look at a couple places. I drove you to the station to pick up an application, but you wouldn't go inside.
And so for
she wanted me to go get it. Like,
what?
I'm not gonna work here.
I was shy, anxiety, you know.
You go in there, ask for the application, and come back out.
And so for you,
she wouldn't go in.
Like, at any point in that time, did you think like, well, then that means I won't like be around Arthur anymore?
I think it was further than that. Like, it's so, because my thing, because I have a sister in Dallas, so a big mm-hmm. thing for me was I wanted to live closer to her.
Yeah.
But somewhere along the line where, you know, I fell in love with Arthur was like, oh, well, now I'm never going to leave. I'm going to stay here, so, you know, to have him close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so what was your question?
So then, like, I'm just wondering how your first date happened.
Yes.
You guys just kind of tripped into each other. Like,
yeah.
So
we went to the movies.
We went to the movie. Okay, so this was, I think, more because we were both awkward and weird, and we're not very good at socializing. So, and I think that was another big thing for me because prior to him, I ran away from potential dates or whatever just because I'm awkward. So it, when we started hanging out as friends, every time we'd see each other, it'd be like, oh, do we shake hands? Do we high five? Do we hug? Like, you know. And when we said goodbye, it's the same thing. Like, we didn't know how to act.
Yeah.
So the first time we went to the movies, what was it? You skipped a seat, right?
What? You sat down when I moved over and sat down. I didn't know if I needed to sit next to
you. No, I think, I believe I sat down and you skipped a seat or something. So I thought that was weird. So then,
the social distancing.
Yes. So then the next time we went to the movies, he sat down and I skipped a seat. And it was, and we weren't even like really dating yet. We were just weird and awkward.
Alone at the movies together.
Alone at the movies. Yeah. It was more like a friendship thing type video. I think the first time I guess would be considered date would be we were there and he jumps over and sits right next to me and within like the same second puts his arm around my shoulder.
Aww.
And he's there, he's like, is this too weird? And I was like, no. And then he kisses the top of my head.
Aww.
I guess that would be basically
our had there been lights on, she would have been very red.
I was very red. I didn't know what to do.
So what was going through your mind then? Because you're like, I'm just going to do it, or?
Yeah. I figured, you know, worst thing could happen, she says no. So.
I mean, she could have tased you.
True.
She I wouldn't have put that past her.
Yeah. Yeah, she very well might have, yeah. Looking back, I could have been tased, stabbed.
But he politely asked if it was awkward.
Yeah. okay, so then after that, like, did things happen quickly? Like,
did y'all talk about like that? Like,
no.
Was there a whole we're boyfriend girlfriend conversation? Or?
Oh, that happened a lot later.
Like,
not really a lot later, just like.
So we, yeah, there wasn't ever actual. I think one day
he defined the relationship.
Yeah, at one point he's just like, "Oh, I told my friends I have a girlfriend." I was like, "What?
Who's your girlfriend?"
Her response was,
"Have I met her?"
I quote, "I didn't agree to that."
I can,
yeah.
Like I said, we were very awkward, so I don't think he, you know, could ask, and I didn't want him to ask. Cause, you know, I didn't want to put a title to it.
I just decided we were, and she didn't really fight all that hard to not have a title, so.
No, I fought the title part when you mentioned girlfriend. Then I'd be like, whoa, I didn't agree to that. But.
And how long into after, like, the whole movie thing was that?
That was some time. That was a few months.
Okay, so let's say, like, 3 months.
3-4 months.
3-4 months.
Funny story. The only reason people knew we were dating was because someone saw us, I think. We went to the island, like, on a double date type of thing with his friend.
Uh-huh.
So someone from work saw us and then, of course, came back and told the whole department.
Yeah.
So one of my friends was like, hey, I heard you're dating this guy. So I ran away and I texted him real quick and I was like, hey, they think we're dating. Like, what do I say? You want me to deny it? Because we can still deny this. Like, there's no proof. We can still run away. He's like, no.
And Arthur was like, I already told everybody you're my girlfriend.
Arthur was like,
my
no.
My two best friends at the time... They already knew about her. They met her. They were happy, you know? So I was thinking, like, so just tell them we are. Or just don't say anything, whatever. I don't know what she actually did or said. Imagine she ran away.
I ran away.
Jumped in the ambulance, locked the doors, and just sat there.
We're getting a call, guys. What? Huh? On her phone.
Time to clean the ambulance right now.
We need to wash this truck.
Okay, and so then what was the next big thing? Like, when did you accept the girlfriend status?
When my coworkers found out.
And was that day or was it a little after that?
That was a while.
Okay.
We were very low key about it. That would have been what. Not quite a year later? Maybe 8 months later? It'd been some time.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, you ask me like I know. I have no idea.
I'm trying to gauge it by the seasons. Because, like, what we were wearing, I guess, when we went places. Like, if it was a jacket, it was got to be, like, that 1 week in December where it's cold.
Right.
Cold front season.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks. So...
And so, thanks for listening. Yeah. You know, we've still got more of this to come, and I'm kind of excited for the rest of it to play out for y'all to be able to hear it.
Yeah, this was part one.
Yeah.
Of our interview with Arthur and Lupita.
Yeah.
And it's always fun for me to, like, hear other people's love stories and how everything got started. I don't know if anybody else feels the same way that I do, where, you know, you're talking about that awkward time that they had just, you know, finished mentioning right now. Because we definitely had that, Lizzie and I. And then, you know, that awkward time, it leads to one of two things. It either leads to the continuation of the relationship.
Or the ending of a relationship.
So, yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed it. We got part two coming out later. We have... I don't have any plans of when these are all coming out. Normally we do these on a weekly basis, but...
And they may be.
They may be.
Because I'm excited about them.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, but we're so glad that you've come back to listen. We hope that you'll come back to hear the second part to this. And we would love to hear from you on our social media sites. So we've got Facebook. You can find us at So This Is Love Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at So This Is Love Podcast. You can send us an email to sothisislove@yahoo.com. I love getting emails.
Yeah.
Maybe you want us to interview you for your love story. Ooh. Why don't you send us an email? We'll talk.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, wherever y'all are listening to this podcast, please rate and review us. That helps us out and gets us out there. And yeah. We hope you guys enjoyed it, and we'll be back later.
Alrighty. Bye.